Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
That last layup against Maryland right there, though, Jay, that was like some Mark Price stuff. I don't know.
Mark Price.
MJ on Mark Price.
That look nothing like Mark Price. Get out of here, boy.
I'm looking now. Oh, wait, look, Jay. I was looking at you taking to the cup. I was like, that was kind of like a
Mark Price
MJ
is real
Mark
at Georgia
Price.
Tech now.
Yep. No, I just
Mark Price was real. Good in the pros.
He was real at Georgia
Tech. Mark Price was good in the pros.
Okay, I'll take
But you know, that's that. But wait, you know, that's that barbershop talk, though. It's like, oh, man, if y'all don't stop. MJ Mark crossing Price. Over Mark Price. Man, y'all don't stop.
Jay was cold in college, man.
No,
40-inch
vert,
shoot the lights out, two-time player of the year, national champion.
All 6'1 of him.
All 6'1 and a half.
And he was like a little pit bull.
Like I said yesterday with Chris Canty, 6'1 and a half. That half-inch matters.
Do you think you would be number one on the short point guards list all time in college?
What?
The short point guards list? Number one all time in college?
You're the worst.
Sometimes
who we get
I want to fight you.
Muggsy Bogues will get you.
See, you know, y'all
no,
home, y'all
sure
got two friends. You know,
Muggsy
with your
Bogues.
Boys sometimes,
well,
you just really sure want to fight your boys sometimes, you know. Just really want to hit him right in the middle of the chest.
He's for sure taller than Muggsy Bogues. Don't even,
Joe,
like,
no, Jay,
sure.
Jay was fire, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
He had the little, had the little,
I don't like, stop with the little,
the wristband thing on.
That was
no, you were straight, though.
I'm like, can we get videos for me from my sophomore year, please?
Were the shorts too heavy for you, though?
The Dan Graziano head pick.
Were the shorts too heavy?
Now it's weird to see the high shorts coming back into play. People are doing the high shorts now. I'm like, man, what happened to, like, the regular shorts?
Regular?
Below the knees.
The Fab Five shorts.
Or just like right below the knees. You know what I mean? Like, I can't do the mid high.
They don't have to come down to your
shorts.
Ankles, but yeah.
I'm not trying to see your ashy thighs or your thigh
it's
tattoos.
Not the 1960s.
No, but when
you got
we,
a thigh tattoo, Key?
No, man, come on, man, stop.
Well, some cats got thigh tattoos. I don't know.
They got, the cats got tattoos in a lot of places. I don't know. I'm sorry.
You got the lower back tattoo?
Don't act like I don't know somebody. I know.
Why you got it down? What's going on? Let's talk.
Sit down. Let's have a conversation. Max,
speaking of college basketball.
Max want to keep his job.
He spit out his coffee.
Max, you have any tats?
You know, Key, you be in the locker room, like, hold on.
Max, do you have any tats?
Key, hold on, Key.
No tats.
You be in the locker room, Key, you see a dude with a towel, but hold on, man. Look, we got to talk, though. What's going on? What you got back here, man? What's going on?
Man. That's the locker room, though, Max. We're bringing you in the locker room so that you can understand some of the things that go in the locker room sometimes. You see some stuff in the locker room. And you got to have a sit-down conversation in the cafeteria with them, you know? Just let them know, man, how you living, you know, brother?
Times are different now. 10 years ago on the radio, boy, you could talk about this for a whole segment. Nowadays, you got to be very careful, careful.
You got flowers on your
lips. We didn't say anything. What are we saying?
What are we doing?
Well, we're right at the edge.
No question.
We took it right to the edge. We didn't jump.
Right to the edge. That's right. Lower back is what he said. Tune into college basketball action tomorrow as Texas A&M hosts Alabama. Coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. So, speaking of lower back tattoos, Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving combined for 82 in the Mavs' win. That's 133-126 over the Philadelphia 76ers, who came back on them for a minute. Luka had 42, Kyrie 40, Embiid with 35 for the Sixers. Yates missed a very lucrative parlay by
one point.
Tyrese Maxey point.
Just man, $50 for much.
He had
$50 to win $5,000.
50 into five. He said 5 or 6 G's.
And he hit on everything else.
Hit on everything.
So what if you wouldn't have took Maxey though? You'd have just took the stars. Do you still win?
He could have taken the under.
I could.
But
this is the thing, Key. Maxey's line closed at like 18 and a half. So I'm like, I like him for 20. But I'm like, nah, I'm a man. I'm going to put him for 30.
Oh,
I felt like the whole joint was going to be good.
So why you just didn't do it for 20?
If you did, what's the difference in the parlay hit if you would have taken him for 20, Yates?
If I would have taken him for 20, it probably would have been like, I don't know, like 2-something maybe, which is fine and all. But like, So this bet is like, I'm going to get the money back regardless. I put 50 down and get the 50 back.
It's a win-win, yeah.
It's a win-win. So
but that ain't why
you're
doing
it. Would have been a big win if I would have had 30 from my guy, but it's cool.
But what if you'd have just took the 20? How much do you weigh? How much do you make?
Well, me, knowing me, I would have took him to 20, and then I probably would have added like James Harden's threes or something, but he had five of them, Jones, so I still would have been in the clear.
See, so you would have made two G's instead of five.
You be playing with the parlay too much to get the total up higher.
See, no, Jay. I took some straights. I put Patrick Kane to score a goal last night, and the man didn't do nothing, but it's fine. It's fine.
Why would you take Patrick Kane to score a goal? You should have called me.
First game.
I know he's the expert in
Well, I mean,
they give you the hockey parlay. Don't worry about it.
You do the hockey. They got a hockey boost on FanDuel, too.
I mean, I did grade out pretty good, you know?
You graded better than everybody else on the show in hockey. How is that possible?
I'm going to hit you tonight for the hockey.
Don't call me Maxie Pucks for nothing, Jay. So, hey, we've been talking about it. Draymond Green says European players are not criticized like their American counterparts for not winning NBA championships. There's less pressure on European stars to win the championship than there is on American stars. Here's Draymond Green on the Draymond Green Show, Volume Sports.
I saw a list today Stephen A. put out, and like it was like the players with under the most pressure to win a championship. I think James Harden was one, CP was two, Jason Tatum was three, Joker was four. Joker has two MVPs, more than likely about to be a third MVP. Mm-hmm. And he's older than JT. Why is it that he's fourth, but JT's third? And Luka wasn't even on the list, right? Like, obviously Luka's a little younger than JT. I feel like over the years, European players has not had the same, caught the same flat of winning a championship as U.S. players. And I don't understand that.
Well, that was Stephen A's list. On my list, Jokic is one. We did, because I did my list last week. I had Jokic the most pressure. He's European. And KD under the second most pressure.
But, like, over the course of the year, who is he referring to? Like, are you referring to, he obviously is making mention of Jokic.
My list.
And I see your list, Max. You got Jokic, Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, and then the entire Clippers team with Westbrook.
Yeah. I think, but you know what? I was talked out of Westbrook. He has the most to gain from a championship. I can't say he's under the most pressure.
Back to Draymond's point, I don't agree with it. It's over the last couple of years, Jokic had nobody on his team last year. Yeah, he's a back-to-back MVP. That's a separate conversation. I think the pressure is on Denver this year to be that player, right? Jason Tatum was knocking on the door last year against the Golden State Warriors. We were saying last year going into the playoffs, Jason Tatum is on outside of the VIP lounge waiting to get in. Now he's at the VIP table, but he still doesn't have the big bottle, right? He needs to get the biggest bottle in the club to be the champion. So that's he's knocking on the door of that degree.
And he's got a better team. He's got a better team than Doncic.
Yeah, they're at the top of the Eastern Conference.
But I think Draymond is just talking about the criticism that's given to those players versus the European players. He didn't say white, black, but come on, man. He's talking about the white European players. Yeah. He's not talking about Giannis. Giannis won an NBA final. I mean, you know, won a championship.
But so there was pressure on Giannis before he did, absolutely.
But he's not talking about Giannis. He's not. That's not who he's talking about.
Well, maybe not.
He's talking about Luka. He's talking about the Joker. When you look at a guy winning three back-to-back, possibly this one, MVPs three in a row, you know, as a player, Jake, we don't care about the excuses of he doesn't have this. That's for Max. That's not for NBA players and football players to say he doesn't have this if he had that. No, you got three MVPs. They're not. He's not sitting there looking at it going, well, he doesn't have Murray. He didn't have this. No.
But there is pressure now. See, like, I think Jay's argument, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, is – there wasn't pressure until now because when Jamal Murray balled out in the bubble,
it might
goes
be right
down.
Now, though, Max, but he's talking about historically. He's not talking about just this month.
Well, who else?
He referred to Jokic, right?
He's talking about Jokic and Luka. Yeah. Those are really the only two.
So let's look at them. Let's look
front
at
frontline guys
time.
Because Dirk won, and I really, for whatever crazy reason, my brain never takes me to Dirk as being European. I just don't. He's just so cool. It's like, well, he's a cool dude. He's
Dirk
Dallas,
like a
like a brother. Like I just never think he's like a cool American type cat. So you know,
okay, let's look at Luka and let's look at Jokic. Luka just turned 24. I believe the pressure will now start to mount, but when you are under 24 years old and you don't have a great team with you, people are going to give you some time.
Yeah,
they will
but,
give you some time.
But NBA so guys,
they'll
Jay,
still give you
know
some time.
This.
At the age NBA, of 23, though, they're going to give you some time, Keith.
But NBA, you come in a certain way, though. He came in a certain way. It wasn't like he gradually became Luka. He walked in the doors, Luka. And they was giving him MVP trophies in his first and second year. They was talking about he going to win the MVP.
Yeah, but it's almost like Luka's career trajectory as it relates to attention, like it happens to a lot of young players, it almost is following exactly James Harden, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like when you're younger, you're known for scoring a lot of points, right? Being prolific, being that star. And it's like, well, who is Mark Cuban? The whole first thing you say about Luka until he signed his max extension, who is Mark Cuban surrounding him with, right? You're still at that juncture of Luka. Now it's getting to the point where you got Kyrie. Can you play alongside another superstar? It's the same thing that we have with Giannis. Can your style win you an NBA championship?
Matter of fact, I would say the pressure is ratcheting up on Luka much faster than it did on Harden, who came in as a sixth-man type, and eventually, oh, no, wait, he's way better than that. Morey gets him. Daryl Morey gets him on the Rockets. And then he does all this stuff. And he had several years where he had a grace period. Like, okay, he's young. He's getting better. And then after a while, people are like, hold on. Are you really making the players around you better? Can you really get over the hump and win a chip? Luka, those rumblings have already started with Luka. I think ahead of schedule versus Harden. But Key's right. He came in with more fanfare than Harden.
Yeah.
Now Jokic is a separate issue. Jokic is working on his third straight regular season MVP. Jay, you're right. He has not had the crew with him healthy until now. But wait. Key, let me finish. The first thing is, when he did have a crew with him, he was not as good as he is now. And but the fact is, he did not play big in the bubble against the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
And Jamal Murray went off. Okay, Luke. Okay, Jokic. What are you going to do when you have your crew?
But by the way, just
he didn't have his crew.
They did
since
come
then.
Back multiple series down
3-1. Yeah, against the Clippers, they were great.
Down multiple series, multiple.
But it was
like
Jamal
down three.
Murray carrying
I understand, but still, it was a big comeback in both their playoff series.
Okay, so
but you know,
now,
Jay,
I hear you. I'm with you.
So
I'm
now,
with you on that.
So now with Jokic, I believe, given what you describe, right, that now everyone's healthy. He's 27. He's not 24 like Luka. I'm telling you right now, the pressure on Jokic is about to be more than any other player in the NBA, and he is European.
Yeah, you can't – but now, finally, right? That's what Draymond is saying. Now, finally, because you can't get three MVPs, man, you can't do it.
Come on.
You can't do it. You cannot be the regular season MVP, but yet and still continue to keep getting bounced, because what happens is you point to, as a player, you say, well, this dude was able to will his team. He didn't have nothing. Or this dude was able to will his team. He didn't have nothing. And they didn't even get MVPs. You got the MVP.
100%. Tune into NBA action tomorrow night as the 100. Bucks host the Sixers, presented by Indeed. I like to keep it 90. Give yourself some wiggle room.
100.
100. Just 90. Say 100, man.
I say 90. You got to give yourself some wiggle room.
No, 100,
you keep
man.
It, you 90, keep it a buck, it's a problem.
Say 14.
Sometimes. Facts. 100.
Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. Speaking of pressure to win a championship, is time running out on LeBron to win another ring, KJM?
Ooh, that's bussy.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
I think he's got to be not only great, he's got to be MVP level. He's got to carry that group in the absence of LeBron James. And I'm just not that optimistic, guys, that he can sustain it.
What's the identity of the Lakers? That's a real question. And the identity of the Lakers is they're a beatable, average basketball team.
I love AD. He is a complimentary championship player to the player. He's never going to be the guy.
LeBron James. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. LeBron James,
whoopsie, got me loopy,
is going to have his foot tendon injury reevaluated in 3 weeks. KJM is presented by Progressive Insurance. You're on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. Yeah.
Get reevaluated in 3 weeks, correct?
In 3 weeks he'll be reevaluated. That doesn't mean he's ready to play. It means he'll be reevaluated.
So in 3 weeks, that leaves him with about 7 games left in the regular season.
Trying to tell people season's over. He heard a pop in his right foot. A pop. It's it. Season's over. Come on. You're going to hear a pop in your right foot. You think you still got a season? Lakers are 1 game out of the 10 seed in the Western Conference. That's the
Let's
final
go, AD.
Spot.
Let's go.
20 games remaining in the regular season.
I don't even believe that.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Say it with your
you
chest.
You said that so half-assed. Come on, AD.
But here's the question, guys. Look, the Lakers ain't doing anything this year. Let's be honest. Next year, they need luck. They need to stay healthy. But next year, given what they have on the team, I would not rule out them making a championship run. But they got to get lucky with injury and health, right? Here's the question, though. And I say this, when I say this, I mean as LeBron James. Not he's declined to the point where he's Bill Walton on the 70s, on the Celtics, late in his career. 76 almost. When he's still LeBron James, is time running out for him to win a championship? He has not played a full season in
a
long
40.
Time.
Of course time is running out. What do you mean?
But he's still playing at a very high level, Jay. There was a poll that came out yesterday where a bunch of former players voted him still as the best player, active player in the game, which
he's active, though, you have an argument. He is pretty good.
He's damn good. He's still LeBron, more or less.
He's pretty damn good. Jay, so we talk about let's move forward because they're not – let's just face it. They're not doing anything this year. Even if AD got them out into the play-in and they're not doing anything, right? I don't see them winning the championship, but I want to fast forward to next year. And you were drinking cocktails and your feet probably in somebody's sand in one of
earthing,
these nice resorts.
Earthing in Venice.
But would James Harden be a good fit for the Lakers next year?
You doing that? Are you?
No, I'm asking you. Seriously.
Key, you can't make one of my boys who lives in L.A. literally ask me this yesterday.
No, I didn't. You were off.
Yeah.
Enjoying life while me and Max was working all week, and I
like you were off the last 3 days.
Well, I was sick, and so we talked about Kyrie to Phoenix possibly. Now James Harden contract. What if they don't? Doc fire. Blah blah blah. Start all over again. And he decides that maybe he can pair with AD and LeBron. And I'm asking you, would that work?
Well, it's you got 1 year, 2 years left for LeBron. It could
whatever
work.
Whatever we do, we got 2 years left with him, so it doesn't matter.
No, he's a player option on the last year. I mean,
I'm saying whatever we do in terms of bringing the top player to the Lakers, they only gonna have a couple seasons with him.
Yeah. I mean, James Harden could potentially work. I mean, I think his game right now with where he is and how he's playing with Joel Embiid could work if he doesn't go back for bigger money to Houston, which at this stage of his career, that would all be about winning championships. I could see him – like, they're compatible pieces, him and LeBron James.
He'd be amazing with LeBron
Because,
James.
Actually, he's a pass-first guard that can play alongside LeBron.
That's what I'm saying,
they can
man.
Utilize
from the
him
crib
and AD
too?
And
Come
pick
on,
and pop.
Man.
You got the good personnel around him. Like, you got some good pieces.
There's only one problem with Harden on the Lakers.
Doesn't make you great defensively, though.
There's only one. I don't think it's the defense, guys.
What, too many clubs in L.A.?
I wasn't thinking that, but yes. The problem with Harden is this, and maybe he can overcome it. I'm hoping he can. Throughout his career in the playoffs, he has looked to get bailed out in big moments, get like a trip to the line type thing, where it's like, come on, James, don't try to just draw the contact and get to the line. Hit the shot.
Well, what happens?
Hit the big shot.
Yeah, but look, I think with the Lakers,
with the Lakers, it changes,
yeah,
though. Because right now with Philly, he's the second guy, right?
And he would be the third guy.
He was the third guy. The third guy seemed like, oh, he can still pop off, but gives you, led the league in assist. You go to the Lakers.
He might be the first scoring option, actually. He might be.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have the ball in his hand as a point guard. Exactly. He can also play off ball.
You're still playing off of other two guys that are prolific at what they do. It's a different
Him and
field.
LeBron. But what's crazy is
– LeBron can run pick and roll
Him and
together.
LeBron in the same backcourt? Can you say that? Yeah. Right? Him is – that's impossible. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I would sniff – if I was Rob Pelinka, though, I would really sniff that out.
Yep.
I mean, it just – you know, how much money would he be leaving behind? You know, he's going to leave some bags behind, but I ain't counting his money. But, damn, I know he got bags. He ain't walking around here with rabbit ears. That's for damn sure.
Max, you want to play The Ceiling is the Roof real quick, rapid fire?
Tune into NBA action Sunday as the Lakers host the Warriors, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 3 p.m. Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. Shannon, The Ceiling is the Roof. What do we got?
I mean, y'all going to leave MJ alone.
Well, MJ said it.
The ceiling is the roof.
I was in the gym when he said it. Okay, I was like, did he?
Yeah.
Never mind. Go ahead, MJ.
Yeah, he said it. Ceiling is the roof. I want to look at what's the ceiling for these NBA teams. We'll go a little rapid fire. You tell me how far these teams can go this NBA season. Work for you guys?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, Jay, I'll start with you. The Philadelphia 76ers, what's the ceiling?
Eastern Conference semifinals, which means Doc Rivers will not be the coach in 2023-2024.
What about you, Key?
I echo Jay. I do, and I think in that situation, James Harden will be on the move.
I think the ceiling is a championship. I don't think they're going to do it. But if you say what's their potential, if things work out, they could win a championship.
Not this year.
All right, Jay. What's the ceiling for my New York Knicks?
First round.
Like first round getting there or first round winning round?
I think they'll get to the first round. But they play the Cleveland Cavaliers. I see Donovan Mitchell and company taking that very personally. I see the Cavs actually getting the Knicks out of the first round. But making the first round.
Yeah, and I would say that they squeak to the first round, but they wind up getting sent home. They don't have enough punch to pack yet.
They're pretty good, though, man.
I would say, again, if we're talking ceiling, the ceiling is a tough out in the second round. They are playing – they're the hottest team in the NBA right now, other than the Bucks.
No, the Bucks are the hottest team in the NBA.
I said other than the Bucks.
All right,
the
Bucks a couple more.
Are the hottest team in the NBA.
A couple more here. Ceiling is the roof. Jay, the Denver Nuggets, what's the ceiling on Jokic in the company?
NBA championship. NBA championship, easy, has to be this year. Everybody's healthy, no more excuses. Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray, Bruce Brown, the way they're playing off the bench, it's championship, Jokic.
And I would say Western Conference Final. I don't see them winning the NBA title at all. I know they're healthy right now, but just something about them just tell me that when they get there, they're gonna fold a little bit.
I think I agree with Jay. The ceiling is the championship, but this is what I mean about Jokic. Don't let KD show up in your conference on another powerhouse team, and just like that, everyone expects him to beat you because you're fully loaded. You can't really call Jokic a top five player if he can't ever get it done, right? Like, I think the pressure's on him. Ceiling is a championship.
All right, last and certainly not least, what's the ceiling for the Dallas Mavericks, Jay?
Western Conference semifinals. I think if Luka and Kyrie got hot, they could be prolific enough to get them to the semifinals.
I'd say first round into the crib. I think that's where they're going to be.
I mean, you guys sound like you're making predictions. I would agree with your predictions. If you're talking about ceiling.
You think their ceiling is to get to a championship?
No, their ceiling is they could win a playoff series. Yeah. That's a ceiling.
So yeah. Western yeah. Conference.
Well, I was referring to Key in that case. Okay. Yeah, because that sounds like a prediction. Yeah, I agree with the prediction. But I'd say the ceiling is you can win a playoff series if you're the Mavs. There it is. Ceiling is the roof. The ceiling for NBA teams.
I'll see you
the ceiling is the roof.
I will see
y'all better leave MJ alone.
I will see you tomorrow.
What is the ceiling or roof for the Dallas Cowboys? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The NFL season might be over.
Are champions of the world.
But the storylines never stop. It's time for KJM's offseason check-in. The Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, it is the KJM offseason check-in with the Dallas Cowboys. And so for that, we bring in Clarence Hill Jr., Fort Worth Star Telegram senior writer. What's going on, Clarence?
What's up, guys? What's happening?
You finally made it, huh?
Hey, man, I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Indy at this combine, and I appreciate that music y'all got me coming in on. I'm excited. I'm hyped.
Yeah, hype. I can quiet you down real quick with a blue five, but I ain't going to do you like that.
No.
How you
doing? Do the blue five.
No, I understand.
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good. So, Chio, tell me about Mike McCarthy and his comments about Kellen Moore, because I'm sure that's a little buzzy going around in Indy right now.
Yeah, it seems like he threw Kellen Moore under the bus. As successful as Kellen Moore was as the offensive coordinator and having a number one offense in 2021, certainly, Dak missed five games this year. They had some struggles. They had less talent this year. And receiver getting rid of Amari Cooper, which wasn't Kellen Moore's fault. It was the front office's decision. It didn't jive, especially when you look at how well they ran the ball. And you go back with Mike McCarthy's track record of really not running the ball in Green Bay. I mean, that was one of the huge criticisms of him in Green Bay, was he didn't run the ball enough. And to say that you're going to – that Kellen likes to throw the ball all over the park and – you know, I don't want to be the number one offense. I want to, you know, be the number one team. I want to run it more. And Kellen didn't run it more. None of that really made much sense. But that's what he said. It seemed like he just threw Kellen Moore under the bus.
Clarence, isn't that – he probably should have phrased it differently. But the way I read it, the more I think about it, is what Mike McCarthy is saying. The way I hear it is when you're wearing both hats, when you're not only the OC but you're the head coach, you have the big picture in mind. Whereas when you're just the OC, you're trying to do your job as well as possible, which is score as many points as possible, which is not always complimentary football. So however he delivered it, that I agree, he sounded like he threw Kellen Moore under the bus. But do you agree with the content of what he's saying? That point, that the head coach who also calls plays has the big picture in mind.
No doubt. And again, that's why I pointed out, though, that you know we do have track records as well. And when he was the head coach and OC in Green Bay, he didn't run the ball. That was one of the big criticisms of him in Green Bay. And maybe that has something to do with Aaron Rodgers and whatever else, but they didn't run the ball a lot. So your history says you threw the ball around the park, even as head coach and OC, as Kellen Moore did.
Mm-hmm. People in glass houses, yeah.
They did not run the ball well at all at his time in Green Bay. Is he with him calling plays though now, is this gonna be better for Dak Prescott, Chill? And do you think Dak Prescott can win a Super Bowl for the Cowboys?
You know, it's funny because let me just address the first part. There's nothing wrong with a different voice, you know, and the Cowboys believe that they had gone as far as they can go with Kellen Moore. And made a different voice. And they got stagnant and they got predictable and teams kind of understood their system. And, you know, the Cowboys hope this is best for Dak Prescott. What they also need to do what's best for Dak Prescott is get him some more weapons. You know, and certainly we can talk about Dak Prescott's play this year, but it's also true that the Cowboys had less weapons on offense this year than they did a year ago. You get rid of Amari Cooper and they were consistently playing with one of the worst receiving corps on the field week in and week out. You know, it was CeeDee Lamb and a bunch of maybes out there, and everybody was 50-50 whether they were going to catch the ball. You know, and that's what you brought out for Dak Prescott in 2022. So, you know, what's best for Dak Prescott is getting more help. get more weapons. One reason why they were going after OBJ and some receivers, trying to sign T.Y. Hilton in the middle of the season. They made a horrible decision in the offseason to get rid of Amari Cooper, and it backfired on them. But do as they far do that, as
I was going to ask,
I'm sorry,
you,
go ahead.
I was going to ask you, do they do that in the draft or in free agency or via Most. Trade?
Most. You know, you can't guarantee a receiver in the draft is going to come in and hit it big. You know, they drafted a guy in the third round last year. He barely played.
Yeah, they didn't draft Amari Cooper either. They made a big trade for him. They gave up draft capital for him.
Yeah, they didn't do that. So they do need help in the draft. They do need help in free agency. They're still going to make a run again at Odell Beckham, and we'll see what goes on with that. But they're going to address that in both ways. But they need help. You know, they need a big-time playmaker on offense, and they need to, you know, add to what the Cowboys have on offense. As far as Dak Prescott winning a Super Bowl, I mean, Jalen Hurts had a chance to win a Super Bowl. You know, Jared Goff got to a Super Bowl. You know, the notion that you have to be Patrick Mahomes to get to a Super Bowl, that's folly, because there's only one Patrick Mahomes. So the big picture thing, can Dak Prescott get the Cowboys to the Super Bowl? Yeah, with the right team around him, which is the same case with a lot of quarterbacks. You know, they need to improve the playmakers around him, because one thing is not changing. The Cowboys are not moving off on Dak Prescott. Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones are committed to Dak Prescott as their quarterback. They like him as a leader. They like him as a player. He's not perfect. He's not going to Patrick Mahomes. He's going to be making $45 million a year, but that's the cost of paying quarterbacks. But they're not moving off on Dak Prescott. So what they need to do is get better around him. That includes calling better plays, protecting him better, and also getting better weapons on offense. Those
will
are the
facts. Will we see an extension for Dak Prescott this summer?
It's something they're going to talk about for sure. You know, his salary cap is $49 million this year. It's $52 next year. You know, this contract was only a four-year deal. It was meant for them to revisit it before the end of the deal. They want to create cap room to conceivably add a big-time player in free agency, whether it be a trade. You know, they got to do something to clear cap room. One way to do that is with Dak Prescott. And because they say they want that, what they say is they want him here for another 10 years, and there's nothing wrong with revisiting that contract and signing to extension and lowering his cap number to create cap room.
Yes, and as a Giants fan, let me just say, I hope he listens to you. Jerry, you should keep Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott exactly where they are.
All right, Mr. Daniel Jones.
Touche.
Dak Prescott on the Giants, man.
Clarence Hill Jr., Fort Worth Star-Telegram senior writer. Man, you give Daniel Jones what Dak has had. Please, give him half of what Dak has had. He's throwing the ball to me right now. All right,
Hey, chill. Sir. Be good, man. Be good out there in Indy. Blue fight, you know.
I cannot believe you're a Sigma. Stop it, man. I've never heard you talk about Phi Beta Sigma in my life. Move to the bros. Thank you, guys.
All right. Tomorrow marks the 30th anniversary of Jim Valvano's famous Don't Give Up, Never Give Up speech that launched the V Foundation for Cancer Research. So we're taking this moment to celebrate Jimmy V's incredible legacy of never giving up and the effect of the V Foundation over the last 30 years. You can join our celebration and support Jimmy V's dream of victory over cancer. That's public enemy number one for all of humanity, cancer. V.org/donate. V.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research. More KJM coming up.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio, and that's where you can find us. We're on ESPNU till 10 a.m. every morning. Sirius XM channel 80, did I mention that? You can download the podcast, by the way. You can say play ESPN Radio. We pop up on your smart speakers, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. So, guys, after getting responses from nearly 1,300 NFL players this year, the NFL Players Association has put together its first ever, listen to this, team report cards from players who evaluate all the club's treatment of players. This is the players grading the franchises. How do they treat players? The survey found that three teams don't provide dinners for players on work days.
What?
But, I mean, if you're erroneous on one of those three teams, you're like, "What? Hold on, 29 other teams do this. You don't.
But everybody, you said dinner though, right, Max?
Yep.
But everybody doesn't leave the building at the same time in the NFL.
All right.
Some teams' practice schedules are different. Some people get in and get out. Some people start later and go longer.
That happens on 32 teams, but on 29 of them, they serve dinner.
Some schedules are different, though, Max. I'm being honest with you.
I feel really bad for millionaires who don't get served their dinner every day.
Man, if I'm in the NFL, I want my dinner.
When I played, we didn't have dinner.
Thank you.
Because we were done early. Done. Mm-hmm. We were not around at 6 o'clock.
That one's not as big. That's not.
Six teams don't give players first-class seats when they travel. Well, listen, okay, there are a lot of players on an NFL team. Yeah,
so,
y'all be rolling deep, though, Keith. Yeah.
No, but I'm trying to think when they say – I'm just trying to break
save
it down.
A lot of
when
money
they say
not sending everyone first class.
Yeah. When they say first-class seats, the first-class seats typically go to the coaching staff, the owners that they fly with you, maybe some big-time boosters or something like that, or with your sponsors or with you. Otherwise, you get a whole row to yourself. You know, you get a whole row to yourself. It just depends on what aircraft you have.
Seven teams.
Wait, real quick. Keith, typically when you guys travel, like what kind of planes are you guys taking? Just regular charter planes?
They're
commercial airlines.
They're commercial airlines. So you may have, depending on the length of travel, you may have the first class cabin, which you and Max sit in, the business class cabin. And then the economy cabin, or you may have first and then see economy. It just depends on where you're traveling to.
Yeah, I can't compare.
I just had a flight canceled on me last second.
We're living spoiled lives.
Last week I had a flight canceled on me last second. I had to quickly catch the last seat on the last flight. I could quickly get it.
In the middle.
Middle row. Wait, hold on. Key. Back of the plane. Like last row.
Hard pass. Seat
middle
recline.
Seat. Last row, middle seat. But you know what?
Hard pass.
Put on a movie. I was all right. Whatever.
You're fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Max, what are you doing back here?
So you know, to travel, you can, if depending on where you're at in your career, you get a whole row. Otherwise, you get a window and an aisle and nothing in between.
Seven teams have their players room with teammates at hotels on road trips.
See, that's a different one right there.
I can't do that.
That one?
College.
I
need my own room.
So my rookie year, we roomed. Alex Van Dyke was my roommate on the road or at home, depending on when we were at the hotel. He was my roommate. Mm-hmm. Then, because my best friend had got released, but when my best friend came back, when Bill took over and he traded for my best friend Pito again, me and Pito became roommates on the road or at home. But after your third year, I think it was, Bill allowed you to have your room to yourself. But when you were 3 years or younger, you had to share a room.
So he's also doing that as part of a coaching kind
so you
of thing.
And Peter were
like.
You and Peter were wilding out. That's what you're trying to
see, man, that man got a wife and everything. What's wrong with you,
okay.
Man?
It's okay. That's when you got first couple of years in the league. You're fine.
Yeah, we can talk off air about what was going on. But
if I am going to room with somebody, we about to have some fun.
He's letting all of – that's not part of the survey.
So let me ask you something. Because, like, there's an example of a team, the only team not to provide supplements for their players and lock the cafeteria on their day off even when players were asked to come in and work out. Which team do you think that was? I'll give you three guesses.
I would say it is either the Washington Commanders or
is he right? No, go first one. Is he right? No.
Nope.
Okay.
He's two just more guesses. Think of the cheap teams.
Two more guesses, Key.
Cheap owners. Who are the notorious?
The Chargers.
Chargers.
That's a good guess, but if the answer is no. And who's the other one, Key?
Cincinnati?
Yes. That's why I gave you three guesses, because I knew that you would guess those three teams.
With Joe Cincinnati. Burrow and company?
Cincinnati.
But that's okay. That's okay, because the players aren't there. You can't have a full staff of chefs
there's
with
the
two
old,
players.
If I am on a team and 31 other teams have the cafeteria open when they ask me to come out, work out, and this team doesn't, I'm telling you that team is cheap.
So if that team offers you $15 million per year and
I'm
other
there.
Teams offer you
no,
eight,
you can just, you
but
can
you're
stay
not going
right
to go
there.
Out to the cafeteria?
I'm there.
Okay.
But that's the point. The Bengals traditionally have not done that. So, guys, let me ask you something. What this makes me think of is, let's say, okay, it's a hard cap league. Let's just say they're generic towns where one is as good as the other. It comes down to, like, what could I do as the owner of a team? Like, you know, if we owned a team together, you guys would obviously be the minority owners, so to speak. I'm the owner of the team. You guys would be the minority. Now, so I'm just saying,
hey,
we're
yo,
a team
okay,
together. I just
on.
Have the largest stake
hold
in the team.
So yeah, hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
Are we minority owners with voting rights, or are we minority owners that get to share a box and say we can walk on the sideline pregame?
I won't make the
there's
joke
a difference.
That this is leading to. I will not make the
not.
Joke on air
Please
that this is leading
not.
To.
What
but
is it
I will
leading
make
to?
It off the air.
You know,
it's
some,
the truth.
Some cats be walking around with 1%, like they own
90%.
Well, that's
when you talk
and
about percent of voting
hey,
rights,
and
the, Jay.
And this is
think
why,
about that a little bit
this
more.
This is why I asked, do we have voting rights?
Do you have voting rights?
I get
there are three
joke.
Of us. How,
yes,
what would your voting rights
Max,
be
get,
as a percentage? All right, listen.
Dude, man,
the point is, the jokes write themselves.
Himself.
Guys, so the point is, what could we do to entice players to sign with us? In other words, are there little perks that do make a difference? The training facility? The
everything,
the,
yes.
So give me an example of what, take me behind
medical,
the curtain here.
Medical staff is extremely important. Mm-hmm. The wellness and health and mental capacity of all the players is extremely important.
Yep.
I got to have a number one wellness staff in all the sports, period. I don't know if that means I got to go to USC Medical School and get all their best doctors and physicians or whatever, or Harvard or Duke or whatever. But I'm getting the best that money can buy. So I know my players are going to always be healthy and they're going to feel good about where they're at physically. On top of that, I got to have the best facilities, front to back, yeah. best practice facilities, locker rooms. I got to have it all. I got to have all those sort of things. I'm going to make money. So if I'm spending, if I'm making 10, just a round number, I'm making $10 million, but I'm spending four and I'm winning championships, I'm good with making only six. I'm okay
oh, really?
With that.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
That's a big
Because
discount.
That's how you, but that's how you win.
From see, talking to athletes through the years, usually see, I find they'll take a 5 to 10% discount for that
for me,
stuff.
For me,
he'll take more.
The training facilities and the training staff are the most important. Because like I,
always,
like I need somebody who's going to help
wait,
me sustain
wait, Max,
and play a very long career.
I said that as an owner, not as a player.
Uh-huh.
I said if I'm making six, I'll spend four to make sure all my right. guys are
I
right.
See, I see.
I didn't
I
say
see.
Take a discount as a
owner.
Player.
Yes. yes.
No,
yes.
I'm not. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Minority owner with voting rights.
Oh God,
sure all guys have really,
we're building.
Good petty cash too. On.
I got 1%.
Yeah, the petty Jay. Cash has to be high key on road trips. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't just give
it
up.
It was Mike McCarthy placing blame on Kellen Moore for the Cowboys' offensive struggles.
Bodyguards, I got 1%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.